the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Friday morning. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado and David Dawson. Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Welcome to the weekend.
Yes.
Yay.
It is upon us. And so is this feast day of St. Peter.
Chanel. I got my wrong.
No.
That's okay.
Wrong saint. Okay. Yeah. Peter Chanel.
Chanel.
Okay.
Yes.
Number five.
You know, I was waiting for the cologne joke.
There you go. You got it. And in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. St. Peter Chanel, you left your homeland to proclaim Jesus, Savior of the world. Guided by the Spirit of God, who is the strength of the gentle, you bore witness to love, even laying down your life. Grant that, like you, we may live our daily life in peace, in joy, and in fraternal love. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
St. Peter Chanel, pray for us. We will learn more about this saint of the day later on in today's show. But today we're starting off with events in our listening area. We have a lot of them, and they are actually very fun activities that we can all get involved in. That's coming up in about 8 minutes. In 18 minutes, Gary Zimak joins us. He is a Catholic author and speaker, and today he's going to be talking about how God can bring good out of all things. And he's going to give us a sneak peek of his book that is going to be released very, very soon. So he's going to give us the title and tell us a little bit more about it. In 35 minutes, Jeff Young, the Catholic foodie, joins us. And today we're talking about grilled fish, one of my favorite things. So looking forward to hearing this from Jeff Young and getting a recipe for the weekend. And in 48 minutes, Terry Dixon joins us. Terry is the Director of Communications with the Diocese of Biloxi. And he's the editor of the Gulf Pine Catholic newspaper, and he's going to be updating us on what is going on in the Diocese of Biloxi coming up this weekend. So lots of great things happening today. And Damian, I don't know about you, but the sun is shining just absolutely beautifully today. So looking forward to a wonderful day. Compared to yesterday, it was very rainy and stormy, which was nice and peaceful, but we needed it.
Yeah, we needed the rain, but it's going to be a bright and beautiful day, as you said. In fact, plenty of sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. The low is going to be around 60. And outdoor events and activities should be abundant. Today would be the day to get out there and enjoy it. I know the baseball games are going to be played, church fairs and festivals, golf tournaments, you name it. It's that time of year. Tomorrow, well, we'll wake up to clouds moving into the area and then rain possibly in the afternoon. Chance of about 60% you're going to get wet. But don't worry, because the winds that are blowing out of the west at about 10 to 15 miles an hour is going to push all that out of the way and make way for another beautiful Sunday, just like it is today.
Nice.
With highs around 82, and the winds will continue to blow from the north-northwest at about 10 to 15. Temperatures in and around the area right now, home at Thibodaux as well as in Gulfport at 66 degrees. New Orleans, 69. Covington across the lake, it's 62. And in Baton Rouge, the capital city, it's 61 degrees. So it's the cool spot right now. Hey, but don't let that worry you, because as the sun continues to rise, the temperatures will as well. And we'll be in the 70s before you know it.
But only the 70s. I mean, that's nice.
No, until the afternoon, then it's going to be in the
80s. Okay. Still,
that
ain't bad.
But with the wind, the way it's blowing, it's going to make it very nice.
It's one of those perfect weekends.
Yes. Yep. Just like David Dawson.
Perfect. Yes.
In every way. Okay.
In every way. Somebody tell my wife.
All right. While he's calling her, we've got more on Wake Up.
Thank you. I'm Father Chris Decker, and today's gospel is taken from John chapter 6. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. We've heard the gospel, and now we reflect.
Earlier during the Eucharistic discourse, the crowd was murmuring when Jesus said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." Now they are quarreling like their rebellious forefathers in the wilderness because Jesus repeated this claim, adding the graphic expression, "And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." They challenge, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Note, Jesus did not attempt to reach their understanding with logic or to water down his meaning with some symbolic explanation to make it easier for them to believe. Rather, he challenged them to surrender to the gift of faith. Therefore, Jesus responded with emphasis, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." Whoa! Two things stand out in this statement. First, Jesus used the graphic verb trogo for eat, which describes the physical act of eating, that is, chewing. He is clearly speaking about real eating. His meaning could not be more explicitly stated. Secondly, he challenged their faith by adding the graphic words, "and drink his blood." This would be particularly shocking to his Jewish audience because the Mosaic law forbade eating anything connected with blood in it. St. Paul taught that faith is the conviction of things not seen. These men have witnessed Jesus' miracles, which prepared them to believe even though they did not understand. The narrative ends tragically. Even disciples turned back on Jesus and abandoned him. This is the only time that the disciples break with Jesus over a doctrinal issue. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Will you also go away?" Peter said, "We have come to believe." Unfortunately, not all. For Jesus, speaking of Judas, added, "One of you is a devil." We need to faithfully respond with Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
And thank you, Jimmy and Father Chris Decker. We will have a wonderful day. It's 11 after the hour on this Friday morning. Happy Friday morning to each and every one of you. Number of events taking place, in particular, golf tournaments. That's right. It's that time of year. And we'll start out. There's a couple I want to mention. Our Lady of the Lake Men's Club golf tournament is going to be taking place in Covington. It's going to be next Friday, a week from today. It's going to be 12 o'clock as far as a shotgun start, four-man scramble. Registration will be at 11, food before and after the tournament, $150 a person or $600 a team. A number of other sponsorships are available, so make that a note on your calendar if you live on the North Shore, if you want to drive. It's going to be played at Covington Country Club. And in the Baton Rouge area, University Club will be hosting the St. George Men's Club Dragon Golf Tournament. That's going to be Monday, May 15th. That's a three-man scramble, not a four. So, again, if you'd like to participate, you just need to make sure you register by 9 o'clock that day. You can show up and register. I advise you to go ahead and do that before, because once it fills up, you won't be able to get in, and about all you can do when you get out there would be help them. And so if you want more information for either tournament, go to ccmedia.live. They've got all the details. We've got the buttons that'll get you to the registrations. And golf tournaments taking place in the North Shore and Baton Rouge area.
Yeah, St. George is busy. Mm-hmm. I've got one for St. George. This is in Baton Rouge. St. George Bingo Night, and that is on April. Well, that's tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, I think I shall go. It's from 5 to 8:30, so you're not going to be out too late because it's a family type thing. $1 card, cash only, $10 jambalaya dinners. And I saw up here they have an ATM, so, you know, I don't usually carry cash. But it's like, that's ingenious. I would be hitting that ATM. So it's bingo night tonight at St. George, family bingo night. Jambalaya, I used to do this when I was a kid, and I thoroughly enjoyed that with my family.
By the way, the ATM is actually Jeff Moneybags Bagwell.
Yeah.
He's sitting at a table, you just show up, he'll give you the cash in exchange for the card. He's just sitting there waiting for you to show up.
Go ahead, Gabby.
Okay. Well, please mark your calendars for the upcoming 2023 St. Catherine of Siena Summer Cabbage Ball League. Opening day for the Cabbage Ball League is planned for June 12th, and the 12-game season will run through July 26th. No games will be played on the week of July 4th, and games are played Monday and Wednesday at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Games are approximately 45 minutes long. Enrollment will be for children entering pre-K 3 through 4th grade for the 2023-2024 school year. And real quick, yesterday we heard the news of Bella Fontenelle over at St. Matthew the Apostle School in Harahan, and the Catholic Community Media family is praying for the family and the school community at this time. You can join St. Matthew the Apostle Church in school today, Friday, April 28th at 3 p.m. in the church for a prayer service to pray for Bella Fontenelle, her family, and the St. Matthew school family. So we continue to keep them in prayer for the just gruesome event took place yesterday.
Last but not least, Saved in Hope, an evening with Bishop Michael Duca in Baton Rouge will be taking place. It's all for the expansion of the Woman's New Life Clinic, which is in the process of being renovated and built. It'll be Wednesday, May 10th at Trusilla's Ballroom. It's going to be a great evening. 6:30 will be cocktail hour with Bishop Duca, and then 7:30 a four-course meal. So if you want to support that, you sure can. Go to our website, ccmedia.live. More on Wake Up in just a moment.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for April 28th. Today we celebrate St. Peter Chanel. Hardships, frustrations, disappointment, and martyrdom marked the final days of Peter Chanel, but he died a happy man. Serving in the foreign missions had long been a dream. Ordained in 1827, Peter was eager to leave his native France and preach the gospel in a far-off land. After joining the Marist congregation and spending several years in various leadership posts, he was assigned to serve in the islands of the South Pacific. Peter and his companions received a warm welcome when they reached the island of Futuna, but the local natives were misinformed about the nature of their mission. After it became clear that the priests were seeking converts rather than simply trying to learn the local languages and customs, the picture darkened. When the son of the king was among those who requested baptism, he ordered that the missionaries be killed. Peter was clubbed to death. Through his final hours, he maintained his serene and gentle spirit and his courage. Following Peter Chanel's death in 1841, Christianity flourished in the area. He is the first martyr of Oceania and its patron. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It is 19 past the hour on Wake Up. You're tuning your heart to the truth on this beautiful Friday morning. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado and David Dawson. Our first guest today is Gary Zemak. He is a friend of Catholic Community Media, Catholic author and speaker. And today he joins us to talk about his new book, which he will give us more details about, and how God can bring good out of all things. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for being with us today.
Gabby, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for continuing to have me back for so many years now.
I mean, of course, you're one of our favorite people to talk to, and you always have a positive segment. I always love talking to you. You really get my day started on the right foot. So tell us a little bit about this wonderful topic, you know, how God can bring good out of all things. Sometimes, Gary, that's hard for us to put into, I guess, our minds and our hearts when we're really going through some dark times.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it. I really appreciate you letting me come on to talk about this, because my new book, When Your Days Are Dark, God Is Still Good, it officially gets released next week, next Friday. But I wanted to come on and just maybe plant the seed, and we can talk about it in the weeks to come. But just to give you an idea, at one of my talks, it was in Westchester, Pennsylvania a few years ago, during the talk, I cited St. Paul's Romans 8:28, when Paul said, "We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose." And at the end of the talk, we did a sort of a Q&A, and a woman raised her hand, and she said, "I don't mean to be disrespectful, but about Romans 8:28, which, Gabby, you know, this verse is referenced all the time. She said, "What about when things don't work out for good?" And what she was alluding to was the fact that she had prayed for the recovery of her husband, who was ill. He died. She had prayed shortly after for the recovery of her son, who became ill. He died. Mm. And she said, "You know, I just can't see the good in this." And that, and many other encounters that I've had over the years with people at my talks and through email, it made me realize that I would love to write a book on this topic. Mm. But I was afraid to write it. I just didn't know how I could do it. This book is really an answer to that, and so many other people saying, "Well, I don't see the good." And what I did, rather than try to explain it, is to look into the Bible and find concrete stories of God working good in very bad situations, with the hope of somebody looking at these biblical stories and saying, "Yeah, well, I might not understand it, but I'm going to believe that he is working in my situation."
Yes, that's so true, Gary. You know, we know quite a few people right now who are going through some painful separations and divorce. Mm-hmm. And having gone through that myself many years ago, I know how that feels, thinking that the world is going to end. Where do I go from here? Just the unknown and the uncertainty of things. But looking where I am now and looking back, you see where God has been working. And there were times where I did put my trust in him. There were times where I'm like, "Where are you?" You know, I think so many people are in that boat right now where we trust him, and then we're doing great, and then one day we're wondering where he is. And I think it's the humanness in us, Gary. I mean, and sometimes we feel guilty for feeling that way.
We do. And this is something that I struggle with frequently. I look at a situation and I say, "Lord, I don't see you working at all." But over the years, and here's what, Gabby, I'm sure you've found, and what I've learned as well, he's faithful. And oftentimes he has a better plan. Well, I mean, he always has a better plan, but he always knows what he's doing. He is always there for us, and we often don't see it until after the storm has passed, and we look back and we say, "Well, you know what? I got through this." You know, sometimes we don't see the benefit. Sometimes we look at the situation and we don't clearly see the good that came out of it. But at the very least, we see we got through it. So, you know, I felt it was time to just try to tackle this project. And I have to say, the Holy Spirit came through and it just sort of flowed. You know, I always write books that, this is my 12th book now, I always write books that I feel I need to read. You know, I can't, I have a question, I have a problem, I have a situation. And then I really depend on the Holy Spirit to literally write the book through me. And that's what happened in this case. And I'm really excited about it, because it's not a, strictly speaking, a worry book. But it's a book about questioning, saying, "I don't get this, Lord. I don't see you." And just the other day I got an email from somebody who doesn't even know about the new book, but he wrote to me and said, Gary, I'm trying to see God working in my life, but I'm 40 years old, and my life is one unanswered prayer after another. And he said, I want to hang in there, but I'm almost to the point where I'm considering becoming an atheist because I'm not believing. But I sensed in his email, he was trying. He was real. And I said, take the conversation to God.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of people struggle with this.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to cry out. And I highly recommend going and sitting in the Adoration Chapel, even if it's for 5 minutes, you know, and just sitting there and being real with God and hey, you know, I need to hear your voice right now. Or, you know, where do I go from here? Being very blunt, God wants you to come to him. I've had so many conversations with him that were just like that.
You're absolutely right, Gabby.
Especially as an anxious person.
Yeah, I did the same thing, Gabby, and I've gone into adoration, and I remember even saying those words, where are you? You know, where were you and where are you? You know, show yourself to me because I'm in trouble here, you know, or, you know, I feel abandoned, right?
Well, and that's where a book like Gary's would
come
in. Also, though, spiritual direction. Confide in a priest and get some good advice, godly advice, to say the least, because like everyone, I think, we all go through a dry period. Mine lasted over 2 years, personally.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And, I mean, I even got to understand the dark night of the soul when I was reading it, which before I had the book and never even opened it hardly. But anyway, point is, you do get through it, right, Gary?
You do, and Damien, I'm glad you brought up some of these things because I've been there. I've been there a lot. I still go through these dark nights of the soul. Yeah. I'm a person who feels, you know, I'm very much motivated by my feelings, and I'm working to change that, but I feel down a lot. I feel hopeless a lot, but the Lord gets me out of it when I turn back to him.
Yes.
And as you guys were speaking, I kept hearing the words of Jesus when he cited Psalm 22 on the cross, my God, why have you abandoned me? Right? And, you know, so that feeling, that literal feeling, that's a prayer. That's a prayer to him. And the Lord, I believe, lets us go through some of these dark nights, these desert experiences, so that we realize how much we need him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Gary, so your book is called When Your Days Are Dark, God Is Still Good, Biblical Advice to Help You Trust in Difficult Times. So when will it be released, and where can we get it and look up more information?
Well, the book is published by Ave Maria Press. It is in their warehouse now. I have my copies. You guys are going to be getting your copies, if not this week, very soon. It comes out next Friday officially, but it can be pre-ordered now at any place where you can pre-order, you know, books of any kind, Catholic bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever. And it's going to be coming out within the next few days, and I'm really looking forward, if we could, to exploring it over the next several times I appear on the program. If I could end with just, I know we're running out of time. Just one thing: I end the book with the story of Job. You know, it's where I should have begun.
Yeah,
but
there
you go. Why I ended with Job? Because for 38 chapters, Job is crying out to God, and God does not say one word.
Right,
and at the end, God says to Job, hey, Job, where were you when I created the world? Where were you when I did this or that? In other words, right, Job, I'm God, you're not.
Yep.
Sometimes that's the only answer we're going to get, but I think that can be enough.
Hey, Gary, would we be asking too much if you send an autographed copy, one or two of your books, so we can give away to an avid listener?
I would love to. I would love to do
that. He has to. It's live radio. You just made him.
Damon does that.
Well, I know our listeners love. I mean, you had a great response when you were in our area just a few weeks back during the Lenten season. And I'm sure that
you
love to get
the gave him something
answer.
To worry about. So that,
no,
I mean, that's
I
not,
not
what Gary does.
Okay. There's nothing to worry about.
Exactly. Exactly. You're right. Live radio. Thanks a lot, Damon.
No, the one thing
pleasure.
I love... The one thing I love about Gary's books is that he comes out and says, I'm an anxious warrior. I'm an anxious person. I worry all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because a lot of us are.
Yeah, and I want to hear from a guy who really is. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so Gary is very transparent about going through this. So, Gary, I'm so glad that you were talking about this. And let's also talk about your website, because you also have some wonderful resources on there as well and other books that you have written.
Yes. Thank you, Gabby. Followingthetruth.com. And while you're on the website, you can sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, totally free of charge. I send that out every day. It's getting a lot of good response, so I'm really blessed to be able to do that. But followingthetruth.com is the place.
Thank you so much, Gary Zimek, Catholic author and speaker of followingthetruth.com. Have a wonderful weekend, Gary. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gabby, and everyone. Thanks for having me on. God bless.
All right.
Definitely. Well, I wanted to get a quick little plug in for this wonderful event. Our Lady of Mercy Church Fair is this weekend. It's beginning tonight and will continue through Sunday. The reason I'm talking about this is because I went to Mercy and I was at the church fair every year silly string in the hair.
Yep.
Confetti eggs in the face, muddy feet when it rained because it
good
rained all
food,
the time.
By the way. Yeah.
I was in the bell choir, you know, like everything. So throwback to the 80s. Tonight's entertainment is by the Chiwis. Tomorrow night is the Molly Ringwalds. This is off of Government Street in Baton Rouge. Highly recommend. You'll have the best time of your life. Also, hear the Gary Zimek Show Saturday morning at 10:30 on CC Media. It is 1:30 on Wake Up.
You're listening to Wake Up, or you're watching us on Wake Up, or on Channel 15 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or on YouTube, on Facebook. Gosh, we're all over the place. You can't hide from us. I'm David Dawson with Gabby Smith, Damian Collada, and a very special guest coming up right here, Jeff Young. He and I go way back. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. We do. Yeah. You giving away our age or something?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's where I stop. I'm not going to say how far back we go. But, you know, they said, Dave, what do you want to talk to Jeff about? And you know I'm going to talk grilling because that's my baby. I love to grill. And so I thought I'd challenge you because it's probably one of the more challenging things to grill. I wanted to talk about grilled fish. What do you think about that?
I think it's delicious. I think I tend to approach it with a certain sense of trepidation.
Yeah, I bet. It's hard to do.
You know?
Yeah.
It is hard to do. I mean, there are a few things I think that you can... I mean, you know, a lot of times we get this wild hair, right? We want to go do something.
I have about four of them on my head, yes.
Right. I have like one or two. Mm-hmm. Right. But you all of a sudden have this idea like, I don't know, I want to build a shed. Right. Or and you never built anything before in your life. Or I want to upgrade something in my house and you've never done that before. Right. So you go YouTube it or whatever and try to get a good idea.
Right.
Well, grilling fish is one of those things. Right. Mm-hmm. The weather may be great. You think, I want to go grill some fish.
Right.
Well, you've never done it before. I would highly recommend checking out some tips first. Right. Because the kind of fish you buy. How hot your grill is, how you prepare that fish. I mean, there's so many things that go into it.
Right.
But the thing is this, when you do have just a few of those tips, when you have a little bit of knowledge, the process itself is very simple.
It really is. We have a tendency to overcomplicate things. and here's where I'm going to challenge you. If you're going to Google it and you're going to see all these videos on it, everything, they're all grilling the same thing. They're grilling salmon. Why? Because it's a good, firm fish, right?
Right.
So I'm challenging you, Jeff. What's another fish we can grill? Yeah, what's another fish we could grill besides salmon? Because this is South Louisiana. We got a lot of fish down here.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you can grill different kinds of fish. The trick of it is to make sure it's a firmer fish.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because if it's not firm... And right now, there's a couple that I would recommend not doing, and because I don't have enough coffee in me yet, I can't remember exactly which one. But you have some fish that they don't have enough connective tissue, right, in their flesh.
Yeah.
So if you go to grill them, they're going to fall apart.
Right.
But even if you have a firm fish, one thing that's very good to do, and salmon, one of the reasons why salmon is so easy like this, because when you go to buy a salmon, a lot of times that skin is still going to be on it.
Right.
And you want that because it helps to keep the fish together.
Right. Well, one
so
of the fish
that... So we have what? We've got...
Well, redfish, you know, we could do the same thing with redfish. You know, redfish on the half
grouper,
shell.
Yeah.
Right. Snap grouper's good. Yeah.
Snapper.
Right.
Hell, even catfish, if done right.
You got to do it just right, though.
Yeah.
I've learned the
technique. I'd grill that in a pan, not on an actual grill.
There's a way. There's a way of doing it on the grill. But anyway, I'm yeah,
well,
let's
sure.
see what, let's see
why
what Jeff
are you keeping
says.
It a secret?
I'm not. I wanted to. I wanted the pro to do it first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot there.
I'm the pro? Okay.
Dave is the pro.
All right, let me tell you what I got. Let me tell you what I do.
All right.
I got this little pan, and you see them everywhere in the barbecue sections, and it's got the little holes in it. Because you want the flames to hit the fish.
Correct.
That's what gives it the flavor, right? Yeah. It makes that noise, Daniel. Just like that. Yes. So anyway, you grease the pan first. I mean, you just shine it up and everything, and then I put it over the coals.
Okay.
Right? And then right before I put the fish on, I grease it again. Okay? It's like a double coating. Right?
Okay.
Then I'll season the fish. I'll put a little olive oil on the fish, and then I'll season it with whatever you want to season it with. Right?
Okay.
Put it on in the pan while the pan is warm, right? And don't touch it. Just sit there and watch it till the fish starts to turn opaque. And you only flip it once.
Okay.
And that way it's holding together. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and here's the part that I love to do. I already have a little melted butter, lemon juice, little Worcestershire in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I drizzle that, sort of like you do charbroiled oysters, because the flames are going to come up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I hear Jeff drooling. I hear him going nuts.
I know.
And, yeah, I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah, and the flames come up, and they give it that good char flavor. And then that's it. They usually hold together. If you're real careful with your spatula, then you just, it's like frying an egg.
Okay. And what fish is that you do it with?
I did tilapia, and I did catfish.
Yep.
Okay. Tilapia, yes.
Tilapia,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Catfish, I can
see. It's a good firm fish.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good firm fish.
All right. So.
Yeah, I think some of that, too, and Dave, what you're talking about, I mean, you're right on. Absolutely. You know, and having everything well oiled.
You better be.
You know, to help the fish. Not just your surface, right? You preheat your grill. I like to start with my grill very hot, right? Even if that fire is getting turned down, right? I want the grill to be hot, so I'm going to let that grill. But at the same time, I'm going to let my fish warm up. I don't want to put a fish that's ice cold
on
the grill, because that's going to lead to sticking.
Yep.
Even if it's well greased or oiled.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. But I think sometimes, too, if you haven't done this, and so repetition is how we learn.
Yeah.
Right? And so if this is the first few times you've done it, you're going to continue to make mistakes. That's how we learn. We got to do that, right?
Right.
But one thing that I think an amateur mistake that we all make is we flip it too soon.
Yeah.
Right, you've got to give it enough time to where those grill marks are there so that it kind of releases naturally from the grates before you flip that fish.
Yep.
Otherwise, you know, sometimes we do the same thing with like a grilling hamburgers. You know, you flip it too soon, what do? It tears them apart.
Right.
No, being patient, giving it the time it needs, and flipping it when it's ready.
Okay, Jeff just asked an awful question, and I guess I'll go ahead and repeat it. Our Jeff over here, he said, do you do propane or charcoal? I'm sorry.
Well, I used to do propane till this guy, David Dawson, converted me, right? I think it was probably David Dawson and Jesus.
It was Jesus.
Jesus cooked over a charcoal
fire. That's right. He did not use propane. That's right. He did not use. He gave his fish flavor, is what he did.
So, that's right.
Cooking for those apostles. So, what kind of fish would you recommend? I mean, I know redfish on the half shell, Damien, is also easy because you just set it there. The skin and the scales are the plate.
Okay.
That's your pan.
Yep.
You know.
Okay.
And so you just set it there, and I drizzle it with I baste it with the Italian dressing and Tony's. There's not much to it, but it's so good. But Jeff, another type of fish, like a deep sea fish. Well, what do you think?
One thing I want to say about that, because we do salmon a lot, right?
Okay.
We do salmon, but a lot of time in the oven. But one of my wife's cousins, Randy, he does salmon frequently mm-hmm. on the grill. And we were there, I guess it was last year, at some point, and he made this for us. And the way he did it, like, he had seasoned, he had cut the pieces of salmon, you know, generous portions, and it had the skin still on it. And he had seasoned it, I mean, put the olive oil on there and all that, and seasoned yeah. it very well with this special seasoning he likes. He kind of put it together himself, because he does this a lot. Right,
right. right.
And he did, he heated up his grill, and he cooked the fish with indirect heat first.
Okay.
And so it was kind of like little, kind of slow.
Yeah.
You know, you got on
yeah.
indirect heat kind of on the side.
Yeah.
And then once that was almost cooked to where he wanted it,
mm-hmm.
he moved it and put it right over the flame to crisp up that skin.
Okay.
And I tell you what, it was the first time I'd seen salmon prepared that way. And it was, I mean, it was awesome.
Really?
It was awesome.
Okay.
I haven't even, it's been a year now. I'm in trouble because I haven't even tried to do that at home yet.
Is there a rule of thumb? You know, a certain thickness of the fish. We got all about 10 seconds here, but a certain thickness of the fish, you know, to where you don't want to dry it out and burn it, but you'd be at the same time you
right.
want it done. So.
Well, I'm gonna try to do this from memory. You may know better than me, but isn't it about 10 minutes per like half inch? Isn't that right?
Oh, that might be a bit much, but you know what? Just look at it. Huh? You'll get used to
yeah.
it. We got to let you go.
Yeah.
I hate to do that. Where do we go to find your recipes and such?
CatholicFoodie.com.
All right.
Or all the other places on the internet. You know?
You got it. You got it. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you joining us.
All right.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. It's 44 past the hour, 45 now. When we come back, Damien's talking to...
Here's a CC Media Did You Know.
Looking for our video stream archives? Just go to youtube.com and search for Catholic Community Media. Click on subscribe, click the bell icon, and never miss a video. Visit us at ccmedia.live.
It's 48 after the hour, 12 before the top of the hour, and a happy Friday morning, everyone. Damien Collado, Gabby Smith, David Dawson, and now our good friend from Biloxi, Terry Dixon, Director of Communications with the Diocese of Biloxi. He's also the editor of the Gulf Pine Catholic newspaper, here to give us an update of what's in this issue. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Damien. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you, sir. So, front page news, man. That's big news, to say the least. It's basically safe haven law is passed in your fair state.
Nice article from our Sunday Visitor writer, Kate Scanlon, about Mississippi's legislative package, which the governor's office calls pro-mom, pro-life legislation. It's legislation that supports pregnant women and new mothers, streamlines and reforms adoption and foster care systems, enhances child support enforcement, and expands tax credits for employers that provide child care for their employees.
Wow. Yeah, it's really a great law, and it seemed to have not too much opposition. I'm excited about the fact that Mississippi and Louisiana kind of lead the way in protecting the unborn and the moms.
We live in two great states, don't we?
We do. And like you said, that's a safety net for them and the babies. Moving on, a number of events taking place, and one in particular, Women's Crucio. It's, if you're going to go, now's the time to sign up, right?
We have a Women's Crucio coming up June 22nd through June 25th. And we also have a Men's Crucio coming up September 21st through 24th. And both of those will take place at the Sacred Heart Retreat Center in Dido, lovingly known as the Dido Hilton.
Dido. Whoa.
You got him started again. There he goes.
Well, don't get... I'm going to have to create a little jingle for the Crucio movement. But Dido, I love that name. Also, school reunions are this time of year, and there's one coming up right around the corner, huh?
There is one coming up, but let me just add that if you want to sign up for the Crucio, go to BiloxiCrucio.org.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
just
to
listen for the jingle.
There you go. Okay. Now let's
kind of threw us off the track.
Thanks for getting us back on there, T boy. And next is the school reunion at Annunciation.
Annunciation school reunion, that'll be taking place right down the street from Dito. But it'll be at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Kill. The school has been converted to a church. So the people who attend the reunion will be in the same building where they attended school. Well, actually, they won't, because I just read that it's in the parish hall next to the school. So you can go over and look at the school building anyway. So Annunciation School was established in 1960 with the assistance of the Trinitarian sisters, followed by the sisters from the Order of Religious of Jesus and Mary from New York, and it operated until 1985. And it's open to all students, teachers, staff, and families who are a part of the school. Here's how you can sign up. Email Mary Ann Richards, and her email is maryann.richards1@gmail.com.
All right, that sounds good. Now, this time of year, it's starting to wrap up, but it's still crawfish season. There was a big crawfish cook-off in Slidell last weekend. Got one coming up in Mississippi. Got one coming up in May over there in Old Metairie. So tell us about the one in Mississippi coming up.
Well, there's one coming up on May 13th at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in D'Iberville. It's actually a crawfish cook-off. It begins at 12 p.m. The fee is $20, all you can eat, and the cooks will be competing for cash prizes.
Very good.
Additional food items and beer will also be sold.
Of course. You got to have that if you're going to eat crawfish, right?
And I don't eat crawfish, but it looks like when you eat crawfish, you drink beer.
That's what you do.
You go together.
It's a nice combo. That's right. You don't eat crawfish, T-Boy?
I do not.
Allergic to shellfish, or just never acquired a taste?
No, it's not on my list of favorite food.
Okay. Yeah, you don't hear that too often, but that's understandable. Tell us a little bit about the new chapel that was recently blessed in Laurel, Mississippi by the bishop.
So Bishop Kinnaman traveled up to Immaculate Conception Church in Laurel recently. They have a new chapel. They have a very vibrant Hispanic community up in Laurel. So it's a great combination of English and Hispanic speaking parishioners. So the chapel is up and running, and you can find out more by going to their website, Immaculate Conception Parish's website. And you would have to Google it, because I don't have it with me right off the top of my head.
Okay.
You can also go through our website, www.biloxidiocese.org. It's a beautiful chapel from what I can see. I'm looking forward to going up there and visiting.
Okay. And one last thing I want to touch on is the passing. It's on page 9, as a matter of fact. The passing of Sister Ana Luisa Bombera. And she was a Sisters of Mercy and born in Gulfport and attended St. John the Evangelist. And I believe that's where they're going to have her Christian burial and mass today at 10:30.
They are, with visitations beginning at 9:30. And the burial will be at Evergreen Cemetery in Gulfport. And if you want to honor Sister, you can donate flowers to the Sisters of Mercy Mission Advance Fund or the St. Vincent de Paul Conference at St. John the Evangelist Church.
Okay. Anything you want to add before we wrap up this week?
Well, come over. We have a big air show happening here in Biloxi at Keesler Air Force Base.
Oh, is that right?
Sunday, the Thunderbirds.
Or come over to the chancery. You can stand out in the parking lot and watch them practice.
Is that right? Where would that be? So people maybe from Louisiana might take you up on it.
Or the chancery or the Air Force Base.
If you could see it from the chancery, like you said, that'd be a good spot.
Well, you could see it better from the beach in Biloxi or the front beach at Ocean Springs.
Well, we know where that is.
So is that what they do? Like the Blue Angels, they do the same thing along the coastline?
That kind of thing. I think it's the Thunderbirds that are performing.
That's the Air Force. Yeah, they have the Thunderbirds.
Yes.
Okay, well, good. Well, Terry Thunderbird Dixon, thank you so much for being with us, brother. Director of Communications with the Diocese of Biloxi, also editor of Gulfine Catholic Newspaper. He does a great job with that publication. Check it out. Where do they go? You still with us, Terry? Where do they go to if they want to go online to see it?
www.biloxidiocese.org and work a little harder on your jingles, Damien.
All right, I will. I'm going to have that Curcio one for you next time.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate it. Y'all have a great weekend. All
right, we will, my brother. Okay. So there we go. Any major activities for you? You're going to go check out the Thunderbirds?
You know what? There's bingo. There's the Thunderbirds. There's
so you got bingo for sure.
I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to be all over the map, it sounds like.
Yeah. Gabby, how about you?
I'm just going to enjoy the weather. I know our neighbor is in a band, so I think we're going to go watch him play and have a couple of drinks. So
yeah,
we're going to just enjoy that.
I tried out to be in a band as a drummer. They told me to take it and beat it. With that being said, going to have a closing prayer, like we always do, to wrap up our week, because we have to be blessed in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord, so often I am looking for material gifts from you. Help me to realize that the greatest gift of all is the gift that goes beyond my understanding. Yet if I am willing to accept them on faith, they will fill my heart. Perhaps with time, it will be possible for me to understand something of them as well. But greatness of faith lies in my trusting in you. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here Monday at 7 a.m. Central Time. Alan Migliorato joins us, Lonnie Thibodeau, and Tyler Rowley. Have a wonderful Friday and a great weekend. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.